Fibber McGee and Molly Show.
I find the reason so many people go broke in business these days, Wimp, is on account because they don't make any money. See?
That sounds quite reasonable, yes.
But the money is there, boy. Just waiting to be made.
Well,
wherever you make it.
Oh.
Sure, there's plenty of chances to make money if you just keep a sharp lookout. Keep your eyes wide open and... Ooh.
What's the matter?
I have my eyes too wide open, I guess. I've got a cinder in it. Give me your handkerchief. Oh, never mind. I'll rinse it out.
I don't think it was a cinder. It was probably brick dust.
Brick dust? From what?
So they're pulling down this old building, see?
Huh? Oh, my gosh. I didn't notice that. Oh, sure. Let's watch them a while, huh? Hey, there's the kind of an opportunity I mean, Wimp. You see that sign? Use bricks while they last. $20 a thousand.
Is that a bargain?
You betcha. There's an opportunity staring us right in the face.
Really?
Then bricks. Why, a guy could start out with 1,000 then bricks, and by using his head, he could work his way up to 1,000,000.
Well, on earth would anybody need 1,000,000 bricks?
I mean 1,000,000 bucks. Here, I'll throw you an idea, boy. Doorstop.
How is that?
Doorstop. Look, suppose you take the bricks, cost 2 cents, cover it with a piece of old carpet, cost about a nickel, add another 3 cents for labor, total cost a dime. Peddle them around town for a buck a piece. Simple, doorstop.
My goodness, that would be 9 cents a piece profit.
Well, I just invented a brand new business. Would you be interested?
Oh, yes, indeed, I would.
That's the spirit.
I'd buy 2 of them. One for the front door and one for the back door.
No. I meant for you to go into the doorstop racket yourself.
No.
Why not?
I'm allergic to carpet.
Oh. Well, I got a better idea. You can paint the bricks instead of putting carpet on. Hey, you could gild them with gold paint. Be beautiful.
Gold bricks? Oh, no, Mr. McGee. I'm afraid everybody is under that name.
No. I mean for souvenirs, that's all. Like people collect Confederate money. They'll paper their den with worthless oil stock. My gosh, between doorstops at 90 cents profit a piece and gold painted bricks and maybe a buck a throw, a guy can clean up. Wait here, Wimp.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to pick up a few of them bricks before the supply runs out. Gee whiz, at 2 cents a piece, how can a guy lose?
Don't walk so fast, Mr. McGee. I can't keep up with you.
You got to keep on your toes if you want to get any place, Wimp. Here I am stuck with 1,000 bricks, and I got to figure out a quick turnover.
Too bad about the doorstop idea.
Well, how was I to know that the Ladies' Aid Society had the same idea and flooded the town with them last year? Maybe if I put
them... I'm telling you, sir, you've made a bad investment, Mr. McGee.
Yeah.
But you should just charge it off this time to profit and loss, or maybe just loss.
No, Governor Wimp, it's not that simple. 1,000 bricks are going to be delivered to my house this afternoon. And I got a very strong feeling I better have a reason for Molly.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Hey, I got it. I'm going to build something we needed for a long time, Wimp.
A brick driveway? A new flower bed?
No, sir. Guess again. I'll give you a clue, though. Look, how would you like to walk into my backyard next week and see a big thing sitting there about, oh, say, 6 foot high, 4 foot wide, and solid brick? And you hear a gentle sizzling noise and pops of steam and little sparks come flying from it. And you...
Oh, no, thank you.
Huh?
I have one of those.
Yes?
I'm worried. And if I don't hang on home right now, she's hurting me. Goodbye.
Hello, Molly. You there?
Yes, sir.
How would you like to invite a select circle of our friends to join us in the garden some night soon for a tangy al fresco barbecue supper? Just as the last ruby rays of the sun tint the azure sky.
I don't know. How would you like to explain that mysterious question?
You know, I am going to build us a barbecue in the backyard.
Oh, dear.
Ah, just think of it, Molly. Sitting down to a savory, hickory-flavored steak just at sunset. With the glow of the charcoal providing ever-changing, varicolored pictures.
I know. Cinderama. What I'm interested in is the source of this strong flow of flowery language. Where did you get it, McGee?
Bought a book downtown. Here it is. How to build a barbecue.
We don't need a barbecue, McGee. Let's not tear up the backyard and get everything messed up. No, don't...
Hello, boy. Hello there, kid. Just got the groceries on the sink, Mr. Oldtimer. Okay, daughter.
Oh, kids, what's new?
Hello. I'm going to build me a barbecue, old-timer. You know anything about them?
Oh, I love barbecues.
Yeah?
Used to have Saturday night barbecues back in the old days, kids, when I used to run around with that old gang of mine.
Your old gang?
Yep. I'll give the world to see that old gang of mine.
I'll go for the way the groceries.
Howard.
That was a great old gang, Johnny. That old gang of mine.
Yeah.
There was Orville and Clyde, and Orville and Snide. There was Eddie and Don, and Freddie and Jezebel Croplug.
Jezebel Croplug? How'd she get in the gang?
Answer to Ned, Johnny. You run a tab in the paper one time that says, wanted to rent house a lady with large back porch. And Jezebel answered it. She had the largest back porch of any house in town. We had our meetings back there.
That sounds very cozy.
Used to have a barbecue in the backyard every Saturday night. Then, one night, it happened.
What happened? Get too much garlic in the barbecue sauce?
Nope. He was having a hard time getting the fire going, son.
Yeah?
Common complaints with homemade barbecues. And Jezebel got mad.
Got mad, did she?
Lost her temper like a 10-cent chisel. I'll get that fire started if it's the last thing I do, she says. Turned out it was, too.
What happened?
She ran in the house and grabbed a bucket full of gasoline and come running back out.
Yeah?
The rest of the gang had their heads in the barbecue pit, blowing on the coals to get them started, when Jezebel flung the gasoline in and busted up that old gang of mine. Yeah, but I'll give the world to see that long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, boy, I just can't wait to get started building that backyard beauty of ours. Let me see what the instructions in this book says. First, you need...
Building a barbecue is a terrible lot of work, you know.
Oh, I don't mind. Think of the fun we'll have with it, Molly. First, you need a good, solid foundation. 6-inch concrete slab is recommended. You need that concrete, huh?
Don't you have to be a professional bricklayer to build a good barbecue, dearie?
Oh, I can handle it. Don't you worry. Well, concrete slab, mix 2 sacks of cement, 6 cubic feet of sand, 4 cubic feet of gravel. Wow.
I suppose it would be nice to have our friends over for a barbecue supper this summer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot of trouble to build, all right. It'd be worth it, though. How to set in the fire door, clean out door for ashes. Badly mixed mortar will cause chimney to collapse.
You know, now that I think of it, sweetheart, I'm just tickled to death with the barbecue idea.
Well, it would mess up the backyard, of course. Have to dig a big hole back there and put in a concrete slab.
I'm not worried. Monica Miller carries on something awful about that little old rock garden she has in her backyard when she has us girls over for tea. Oh, wait till she sees our barbecue.
Yeah, but, it's pretty complicated building the barbecue. Frankly, Molly, I just made a decision. You've been nice about this thing, but gee whiz, I've just come to the...
Oh, but goodness sake, what's that truck driving in here for?
Huh? Let me see this. Oh!
I said, what on earth is that truck driving? Oh! Heavenly days, McGee, it sounded like someone dropped a ton of bricks.
That's just what it was, kiddo. You know how? On account of because I've decided to build you a beautiful big barbecue. Good night.
Good night, all.